KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:07, we have mostly clear skies, 79 degrees. We're looking for it to be partly cloudy today, a high of 92. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. And our news is brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. The Atlantic School District's Board of Education will hold an electronic session this evening via YouTube. Items on their consent agenda include approval of Tracy Perkopile's resignation from the Food Service Department. Also, contract recommendations for Kirsten Blake, color guard sponsor, Derek Hall, assistant high school cross-country coach, Oren Perkins, JV football coach, Taylor Williams, middle school cross-country coach, and Diane Hayes' transfer as a central office specialist. The board will hold discussion tonight with regard to the facility project, basically an update there, the district's return to learn plan, and the 2020-21 board meeting work session calendar. They're also expected to act on approving the purchase of 350 Chromebooks, laptop computers, from a company out of Temecula, California, for a total of $46,000. That'll be paid for through the CARES Act and SAVE. The 2021 Southwest Iowa APEX Consortium Agreement for Specialized Special Education Program. The 2021 Fuel Contract. Superintendent Barber is expected to recommend a bid from Olson's Fuel Supply as their supplier for propane, gas, and diesel. The board is also expected tonight to approve the renewal of the school liability insurance for 2021 and on approving athletic facilities improvement project pay applications and proposed credit to the district for $695 with regard to the reduced number of flagpoles at the athletic facilities. Cass County Wellness Coordinator Brigham Hoig reports that as of this past Monday, the Fairway store in Atlantic was participating in Double Up Food Bucks. Hoig says with this program, for every dollar customers using EBT cards spend on fresh fruits and vegetables, they receive another dollar to spend on fresh produce, or up to $10 a day. She adds that this is a great program which has been working well with other areas of the state, and it's fantastic that we have it now available in Cass County. Hoig says Fairway already does so much to address food needs in our community. This is just one more action worthy of recognition. The program will also be available beginning June 20th at 13 select Hy-Vee stores across the state and region. Double Up Food Bucks is also available at more than 20 farmers markets, farm stands, and food co-ops across Iowa. You can find additional information on the program in the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Well, Michelle Book, president and CEO of the Food Bank of Iowa, says a record number of meals went out in June.
When I look back to our records, in 2016, when I first arrived at the Food Bank of Iowa, we were serving about 800,000 pounds of food per month. And this June, it was just shy of 2 million pounds went out the door of the Food Bank of Iowa.
The organization serves 55 counties in the state. Book says the demand looks to continue in July as the federal coronavirus $600 extra in unemployment comes to an end.
So the folks that have been on unemployment and they've been on a surplus unemployment will see those dollars going away. And as usual, we're in the summertime and continue to be in a situation where kids are not getting fed at schools. So, and children are home from college as well. Seniors are still shut in. So we're seeing a bigger demand on our local school pantries and our food pantries.
And Book says they expect things to be challenging as the economies of the state and country continue working out of the pandemic.
Feeding America, our parent organization, is telling us to prepare for an increased need 2.5 times what we normally would be doing this time of year, but plan for that increased need through December of 2020. So we think the next 18 months will be very difficult for many people as this economy cures very slowly.
Book encourages anyone who is struggling to call.
If people need help, this is the time to get help. Don't wait until you're down to your very last dollar and can't pay your rent. If you need help, go to our website to find a food pantry nearest you. And our website is www.foodbankiowa.org.
Book says those who are interested in donating can also go to that website. And she says increased demand for food has put more demand on their vehicles and everything else involved in getting that food out to those in need. The news was brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate for great quality service. Give Myron Gross Real Estate a call today at 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.